Candace Owens at Blexit, "We will win, because we have the truth and God on our side." By Alana Mastrangelo on April 29, 2019. Candace Owens and others delivered remarks at the third Blexit, or Black Exit from the Democrat Party event on Sunday in Dallas, Texas, where hundreds of people gathered to hear from the conservative speakers. Hundreds of event attendees wearing MAGA hats and Blexit t-shirts gathered in Dallas, Texas, on the eve of Owens' birthday to spend the afternoon with the conservative pundit, who first announced Blexit last October as the Black Exit from the Democrat Party, vowing to take her mission of exodus to cities controlled by Democrat politicians. The event began with Owens' Blexit video displaying the mainstream media's negative portrayal of the Black community before displaying Owens' positive portrayal. "What makes me so sad about the way that I see the media portraying Black people," said Owens, "they made us more pathetic. When I grew up, the Black community was loving, there was laughter, family, church, God. Watch below. I remember Black people being strong," continued Owens. "The pillars of society. My grandfather was such a good man. He has such good morals, and he was a strong man. And now we're seeing a society that wants to weaken the Black man. They want to weaken the church. There's blatant anti-Christianity bias happening in our media. For me, I wanted Blexit to be a return to values, to restore the values in the Black community, to make us realize that our enemy is not the white man. Our enemy is the mainstream media that is convincing us that we are only victims." Owens then went on to share her thoughts about the 2020 Democrat candidates for president, alongside Turning Point USA's Director of Urban Engagement Brandon Tatum, who was one of the guest speakers at Sunday's event. "I think this is probably the most beautiful time in history for us to really stand for something, for us to really come together and unite," said Tatum. "This is about finding out where we want to be in this country," continued Tatum, "where we want our future to be, who's going to represent the things that we value and hold dear to our heart. And we stand by those principles, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. You stand by the principles of God, stand by the principles of which are going to make us successful." "A big thesis that I have," said Owens, "is that the left thinks that minorities are stupid. They genuinely believe that we are stupid, that we do not do research, that we do not think. And all they have to do is plug into our emotions to inspire a reaction and to create division, and to create hate in America." Owens continued by mentioning a second Democrat presidential candidate, Joe Biden, who kicked off his 2020 campaign by promoting the Very Fine People Charlottesville hoax. Reminder: Joe Biden, your mentor, best friend, and political ally was Robert Byrd, a literal Klansman, said Owens. "No thank you, Joe Biden, no thank you. Who else in the clown show on the left do we have as candidates?" "Kamala," answered Tatum. "Do you all remember when she said, 'Back in college, I was smoking marijuana and listening to Tupac. Tupac didn't even have an album out when she was in college. Total fraudulence.' She could have said, 'Hey Black community, I'm going to talk to you about your issues. I'm going to talk about the plague of gun violence. Black on Black crime,'" added Owens. "What did she do? She offered marijuana. I mean, really think about what that says. It's an insult. They don't even want to have a conversation with us." "Who's another candidate that they have on the left?" continued Owens. "Bernie Sanders. He's a pretty wealthy guy, right? He wants us to live the way he won't live. He flies private everywhere. He advocates for socialism. Well, socialism has already been tried in this country. They tried that via the welfare system in the Black community. Do you want to know what that did? That removed the fathers from the home," said Owens. "In the 1960s, the single motherhood rate in the Black community was 23%. Today it is 77%, because they used their welfare policies to incentivize father absence. Because if you break down the family, everything else falls apart." The Blexit event went on for the rest of the afternoon, featuring a lineup of guest speakers, and ending with a video montage of friends and fans wishing Owens a happy birthday. "It's been a fight," said Owens, "but it's a fight that I feel God has given me the strength and the position to go forth into the fire. We will fight and we will win, because we have the truth. We have God on our side," added Owens, "and while the left is being tethered down by hate and envy and greed, we are being brought together with this movement of patriotism, a love for our country, and a love for God. This had been Owen's third Blexit event of 2019, the first having been held in Los Angeles, California. In January, with the second event hosted in Governor Ralph Northam's home state of Virginia last month. The fourth event is expected to be held in Washington, D.C. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.